Item number 38, a resolution by Supervisor Cullen to abolish one vacant position of Administrative Secretary to Constituent Services Representative in the Government Affairs Department.
Supervisor Cullen.
Mr. Chair, just so people understand what this is, this position was in the county board offices, and then as a result of Act 14, the money was not there to provide for this person. So then there was an agreement at some point to put that person in the Government Affairs Department. The incumbent was immediately fired by the county executive, actually fired before she was an employee of the county executive. I think she became an employee of the county executive on January 1st of this year, and he chose to fire right before the Christmas holiday. As I recollect, she's a single mom, so I'm sure that was a wonderful Christmas present for her. And since then, it hasn't been filled. I had heard that one of the reasons that she was terminated, and I don't think this has anything to do with Mr. Peterson, had nothing to do with this from what I can tell, is she was told she was too close to the county board. So I'm skeptical as to whether or not the county board will get someone who really has their constituent interests at heart, if that's the attitude of the administration and the way this person, who had done a very good job from what I could tell over the 2 years that I was here, and I think she had been here probably 6 or 7 years, and there were no complaints about her job performance. So, I'm not interested in hiring another person in the county that just reports to the county executive, to be perfectly blunt.
Supervisor Roman West moves to adopt. Mr. Peterson, would you identify yourself?
Certainly. Chairman, Supervisors, Eric Peterson, Government Affairs Liaison to the County Executive. The County Executive and I have sent a letter, I believe you should have received it yesterday, from our office outlining some of the history of this position and the budget actions that moved this position from the board to the Government Affairs Office. Quickly regarding the former incumbents in our decision to remove that person from the position was part of the JEQ process. We wanted to re-envision this job. That resulted in the, I believe last month you were informed of the change in the salary range for this position and the reclassification, but also our desire to envision constituent relations be done differently. The incumbent was invited to reapply, and I made that very clear when I talked with her before the Christmas holiday, as you mentioned. 342 people have applied for that position. The former incumbent was not among them. I wish she would have been. We are prepared to interview. We have interviews scheduled. However, we do not have, at this point, I have not suspended interviews pending your action here today, but I am hopeful that we can move forward.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Cullen.
I just have a question, not for Mr. Peterson, but I don't know that maybe Mr. Tyler could answer. I don't see Carrie Mitchell here. During the JEQ process, were there any other employees fired because their job description changed? Because I haven't heard about those people before. Anybody answer that?
Mr. Fudge, did you hear the question?
Sorry. Yes, Mr. Chairman, I did hear the question. I don't know if any others were or not. I can't answer. I'm sorry.
You don't know? Do you know of any?
No, I do not.
Mr. Tyler, do you know of any?
I do not.
Sort of an interesting coincidence that the one employee that worked for the county board and then moved to a different department, the JEQ gets done, and she gets fired while they do an evaluation.
Well, it's very interesting because she expected to be in that job, and we at the county board expected her to be in that job.
And just one last thing, as long as I'm on this, the record should reflect that the incumbent was an African American female, and there have been allegations that, especially when Kimberly Walker was let go for, I think, very good reasons, that the county board was acting, based on race, that this could be a problem. And so here we had an employee in a protected class who was fired over the holidays unexpectedly. So Yeah. Take that for what it's worth.
Thank you. Mr. Peterson?
Chairman, supervisors, just in short response to that, as a person who was privy to those conversations and part of that decision-making, certainly any aspect of discrimination is not a legitimate claim in that regard. We did not make any determinations on that. So I'm just simply saying that we wanted to reevaluate the position, not knowing, not having had that position gone through the JEQ process earlier, wanted to reevaluate that. We hope the incumbent would reapply. And as of yet, I have not seen her resume or application. 342 people have applied for that job. We are hopeful to continue providing constituent services, as your budget amendment asks us to do. That's what this position is constituent services. We will continue to provide it. We want to also engage in new citizen engagement models. There's a wonderful new app called Nextdoor, which is a new social media app for helping neighborhood associations. I know the city's been involved in using that. I think we can branch out in different ways. So this person is not just simply a worker in constituent services. We are looking for a leader that will also help us reflect our diverse county. We are looking for a preference in Spanish-speaking skills. That was part of our job application process. So, again, we are hopeful to move forward. That decision on this position belongs to the board, of course.
Thank you, Ms. Peters. Supervisor Bowman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to clarify, was it the intention of the division to be able to continue to provide the service period while
absolutely
the search process continued, and how did you plan on doing that?
Absolutely.
If you had no person in the position, how could you plan on doing that? Go ahead.
We have continued to provide constituent services. I checked this morning. I don't believe we've had many referrals that we can directly attribute to the board where it has been mentioned that they are calling from the county board or told to call by county board staff. We are continuing. Linda Walsh and Claire Zautke in our office, along with our community outreach director, Rain Andrews, continue to interact with constituents every time they call or write to our office. And we will continue to do so. But there is a question of capacity as we talk about visioning new and different ways rather than being reactionary in constituent services and dealing with people when they come to us. How do we take the county government to them and be a part of citizen engagement? And that's not our goal in talking about that in this position and from government affairs is not just simply to do it for the executive, but to do it for the county. So how do we work with parks and their outreach and other places to accomplish that goal?
Mr. Chair, wouldn't you think it would be a little bit reactionary, though, to have the person that was formal in that position knew what they were doing and be able to at least continue to provide the service till you found the person that you want, the leader in social outreach that you were looking for?
I don't think it's reactionary at all, sir. I think it's a matter of us understanding what the kind of job we want to have. We had hoped that it would be a faster turnaround. I'm sorry that it wasn't. That's just the way the things turned on the mechanism of this project. But we hope for a faster turnaround, but we have a lot of great candidates, and like I said, we had hoped the former incumbent would apply so that we could refill the position sooner. We are ready to move forward, and I would say could have someone by the end of this month, the middle of May, in that position. But, again, that will depend on our votes today.
And you noted 342 people applied for this position. Is that through the county's website, and is that under the new salary
yes,
the range? What's the new salary range, by the way?
It is in the job range of $18.08 to $23.17 an hour. Equates to, I think, tops out at 48. It's very similar to the old job range, but it's been moved in classification from a salaried position to an hourly position.
Okay. And the what was the last salary?
I am not aware of this.
Okay. But it was definitely lower than that, correct?
I couldn't speak to that, sir. I don't have the county board's budget, so.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it was lower than what it was before. Or it's not higher than what it was before. But
Supervisor, I can answer your question about the recruitment process if you wish. HR did put it out both through the county's website and then MilwaukeeJobs.com. Once the link was up, we did share it. I know I shared it on my social media as well. And lots of applicants, some who have worked in Congress, some who are working in the state legislature, worked in municipal governments from both in the state and outside the state.
Gotcha. This is one of the actions from the budget that that you can say hurt more than most, knowing how great of a employee that the incumbent was, and seeing her treated in that fashion was quite disrespectful. So I'm in support of of this amendment, not of this resolution, because I think clearly, if it was really thought out, things would have been handled in a completely different way. But I think it's clear that this position is not needed at this point. Thank you, Madam Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was all for this in the budget process, and truly believe that that the second and the third floor could work together in order to handle constituent concerns for the betterment of the residents of Milwaukee County. But with the action taken by the county executive's office, it's very clear that for whatever reason, county board constituent services are not going to be looked upon as important as constituent services that are being handled by the third floor. Because if that wasn't the case, then the former candidate, or the former incumbent, if that's what we're calling her, would still have her position. So that being the case, I am more comfortable at this point just having my legislative assistant, who I share with another county supervisor, perform my constituent services. And, in fact, he has been performing my constituent services. And if he can't, then I am always happy to jump in and help to ensure that my constituents are being served in the best and most effective manner. So I haven't had any problems doing that. And again, as Supervisor Bowen just stated, I think, the actions taken by the county executive really have given us the opportunity to prove that this position isn't needed and is in the best interest of the taxpayers of Milwaukee County just to continue doing constituent services the way that we have been doing them. And so it's very unfortunate. I think it's most unfortunate for the previous for the incumbent, again, who had this position and worked this position and had all of the connections with We Energies and, all the other very good quality work that she did. She knew the state system, so people had issues with food stamps or medical or child care, which seemed to be a constant concern, family care. She was able to do that. She navigated it. It could be very hard-pressed to find another candidate who is more qualified than she was. And so, again, I just, at this particular moment in time, definitely support the resolution being put forward by Supervisor Cullen and appreciate him putting that legislation forward.
Thank you, Supervisor. I will add that the person who was the incumbent worked for 18 and at one time 19 supervisors to provide constituent services for them, along with legislative assistance and what supervisors could do to provide services to the constituents. Regrettably, for what happened in January, what happened in December, for January was something that I believe should not have happened, or at least not in the way it happened. I will be supportive of the resolution. Any other comments, questions? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Roma West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 38 for adoption prevails.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.